We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club top.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about what makes you happy.
Yes, man. Our guy Joey called up this morning, and Joey was talking about how he's just happy, and you know, he's in such a positive place, and that made me feel real good because I had a great therapy session yesterday, and my therapist said to me that joy produces more jealousy and envy than money does. He said, you know, people might be jealous of your position, they might be jealous of your success, they might be jealous of your money, but nothing makes them more jealous than when you are in a position of joy.
Right.
Smile.
And I ain't gonna lie, the last couple of years, I've been so happy. And I tell you why. It's just, you know, to experience the things that you experience, this is gonna sound so morbid. So many people have been dying.
Mm-hmm.
And their lives have been cut so short.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been cut short at a young age. Mm-hmm. It's not like they've been 80, 90 years old. I'm talking
friends
brothers
are,
that are 30 years old, 40 years old.
Yeah.
You know, so it makes you experience and enjoy life so much more. So when I say I enjoy my family, I enjoy my wife, I enjoy my kids, I enjoy them so much. And they make me so happy. Like, that, there is no feeling than like going to my daughter's baseball game yesterday, or going to Logan's track meet, or even just daddy-daughter date night with Madison, or, you know, going to their dance stuff. It just makes me, and I love picking up my kids from school. I love when they come out and they see you and they run to you and they give you that hug like no other. Those are the things that make me joy, and that's why I always post it, because they make me so happy.
I enjoy life. I was raised on a dirt road in Monk's Corner, South Carolina. I used to work at Taco Bell. You know what I mean? I sold crack, okay? I've been in and out of trouble a lot in my life. And at this age, to be born in 1978, to be approaching 45 years old, as you said, just to wake up every day is a blessing. To wake up every day is a privilege. I wake up, I got a beautiful wife, I got four beautiful daughters, I have a circle of friends and family that I, well, first of all, I don't have a circle of friends. I have a circle of family. If you around me, that's why I call people my nieces and my sister and everybody, because that's how I feel, my brother, because I really feel like, you know, we're family, and I cherish my family so much. And to me, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm good. I really do not need anything else. Everything else is a bonus. Now, the opportunity to wake up every morning and do something that I love to do, is morning radio.
Amazing.
And everything else that I'm doing, you know, career-wise, stems from, you know, doing morning radio. That is just a plus. But, you know, it's funny. My therapist, we even got on that conversation because he talked about how he sees how much fun we're having in the morning. Mm. He said, you and Envy are having so much fun. He said, when Jess is up there, y'all look like y'all. He said, it feels like a party for 3 hours. This is my therapist. My therapist like, I hope I'm not overstepping by saying this. But he just like, he said, it just feels like y'all are having so much fun. And he said, it looked like y'all having so much fun. And I'm like, yeah, we are.
Yeah, no, that's what it feels like. And you know, when people are hateful of you, or when people are mad at you, or when you have that person that's always hating on you or don't like what you do, it's usually because, like you said, they don't have that joy.
That joy, that happiness.
They don't have the thing that makes you happy.
People will say, like, what's so funny? Why are you so happy? Why the hell shouldn't I be? You know what I'm saying? What you smiling for? Like, imagine just walking in the room smiling, and somebody like, what you smiling for? Why shouldn't I be smiling? If I came in here with a mean mug, you wouldn't have a problem with
it. That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I am operating from a position of joy. I am extremely happy. I love my life, and that's how it's going to be.
Okay.
Hakuna Matata, goddammit. And you know what? One other thing my therapist said to me. My therapist said, because you talk about when people come at you. My therapist said you can't have those kind of problems without your kind of success.
Of course.
If you don't want those problems, then just simply don't be successful.
No, it's the
truth. You know what I mean? Don't be happy, right?
It's the truth.
That's it. So that all of it comes with the territory.
That's right. Hello, who's this? Hello.
Yo, this is Eric, a.k.a. Eazy-E from Flatbush, Brooklyn.
Eric from Brooklyn. What brings you joy, brother?
Yo, I love dancing, man. Grew up a freestyle dancing, break dancing. You know, I'm a freestyle dancer. And I wanted to say, you know, y'all don't be shouting out the dancers out there, you know. 50 years of hip-hop, dancing has been part of hip-hop.
Absolutely.
Break dance and pop like that. You know what I mean?
I'll bust your ass.
There ain't just crazy legs out there. Nah, don't even say that, bro.
I'll bust your ass. Bring your combo box up here.
I used to battle DJs. Y'all play the music, I'm going to show you how to dance on a dance floor. Don't mess with me.
I'll bust your ass.
Don't battle me and don't.
And
let's go then.
What you gonna put on? Tell me what song you gonna put on, and I'll tell you what song I'm gonna put on.
Bro, let's go to a club, bro. I'm real about it. I can't even go to clubs, man, because I ain't got no friends like that. You know what I mean? I'm keeping it real. And going out by yourself as a man, a little bit difficult. You know what I mean? Even my birthday, bro, December 31st, I don't even go out because they raise the prices three and. Going out by myself is not a good look.
I don't go out either, but you don't challenge me again. I'll bust your ass. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put Uncle
bro,
Luke.
Bro, you're talking like you're talking all the time, bro. Let's go. Don't challenge me and then not do it, bro.
I'm going to put Uncle Luke on.
Oh, my
okay?
goodness.
I want to rock. Black, put your hands up high, your ass old down low, and hydraulic to the floor. You don't want no problem.
It would look so stupid to see you two 50-year-old brothers dancing badly.
That's right. Because he's going to be breakdancing, and I'm going to be putting my hands up high, my ass down low, and I'm going to hydraulic to the floor.
Oh my goodness. Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Hey, what's your name?
Hi, how you doing? Jimmy?
Hey, Jimmy. We're just talking about joy. What brings you a joy? What makes you happy?
Well, the most thing that makes me happy is my daughter. Today, she's getting inducted to the National Careers Honor Society. She's getting an award today.
Mm.
And I always try to push my daughter to be better than what I am.
Absolutely. Nah, that's what it is. I mean, and that's what it should be. We should be living for our kids. We should be making sure our kids are happy, and we should be wanting to spend as much time with our kids as possible. Like, you got to be there for your kids. You got to hold them. You got to hug them. You got to mold them. You got to show them what's right and what's wrong. And for me, like I said, that makes me happy.
Yo, I say that all the time. There's certain people that I hear talk. There's certain people I hear say things, and I see how they act. And the first thing I think is they cannot have a family.
Right.
There's no way they got a wife that loves them or some kids
Correct.
That they love. And they acting like that because they are not happy.
Absolutely. Let's go to one more caller. Hello, who's this?
Hi, good morning. Mom Dukes.
Mom Dukes. What's up, Mom Dukes? How you feeling?
Good, real good. Real good.
But what makes you happy, Mom Dukes?
The fact that my seven kids and I can still be on a positive note. after the passing of their dad, over 30 years, you know, my seven kids and us, you know, it was a struggle.
Oh, man, sending you condolences.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And
thank you. Appreciate it.
How old was he?
Yeah. Actually, young guy. He was almost 53, and he did not look his age at all.
Wow. He did what?
He didn't look his age.
Oh, he didn't look his
age.
He
looked very young.
How did he pass, if you don't mind me asking?
Come to find out, fentanyl, which was a shocker.
Wow.
Fentanyl, you said?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, do you think it was like maybe somebody laced some weed or something like that?
Please don't say it was the weed.
Pretty much.
The weed? Wow. You think it was weed?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
No, come on. Don't tell me that.
Jesus
Seriously.
Christ.
Seriously.
Like, when she said it was a shocker, that means that he wasn't a druggie, that somebody, like, probably lacing. You've been seeing so many cases of people lacing things like that. That's why, you know, always tell people when you do get your cannabis or your weed, you know, you go to a dispensary. But, you know, we want to salute you because you were saying that your family makes you happy.
Oh, yes. My son, seven, he used to play for Oregon. Now he's at Jackson State. And when he just, you know, started school pretty much, and, you know, he had to just fall back for a minute, you know, in his mind and, you know, play things over. Pretty much we just role played, you know, the last moment because it was unexpected. And, you know, like you said, joy and envy and jealousy, you know, everybody, even that happened, you know, people still wasn't, you know, have remorse for you. Like, we kind of feel like, in a way, maybe someone did it on purpose too.
Damn,
but we have no way of proving that part.
Wow. Damn, yo.
Well, you just make sure you keep that family together. I mean, the fact that you got seven, you keep them tight as possible. I try to keep mine six as tight as possible. You do things all the time. You try to take vacations with each other. You try to make sure you have those dinners, whether it's Easter, birthday, Christmas. Like, you try to keep them as close as possible,
right,
so that when, you know, when you move on, they always have each other's backs, you know?
Right, true story.
All right, well, all right, enjoy,
Queen.
Mama, and keep smiling.
Absolutely, and I appreciate you guys, too. You guys are the light of my 6 months.
Love.
Seriously.
Thank you.
All right.
That phone call right there is exactly why you should wake up every day, and regardless of what's going on in your life, you should smile and you should be happy because you're still here.
Absolutely.
Because for a lot of us men, that's our biggest fear, right? You know, we got these families, we got these wives, and then, you know, something unexpected happened and we're no longer here, and they got to navigate this earthly terrain,
correct,
by themselves. Like, as a man, I don't know about everybody else. That's my biggest concern. But as my therapist says, faith and anxiety cannot coexist. Okay, so I will only speak positive things. But I'm definitely sending healing energy to that young woman and her family, man.
That's right.
800-585-1051.
We're just asking, what brings you joy? What makes you happy? Let's talk about it. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Steady calling my phone.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're asking, what brings you joy? What makes you happy? All right. Now, this conversation comes from a gentleman named Joey who called this morning during Get It Off Your Chest, and he was just like, he wanted to shout out all the miserable people in the world because he said he smiles. He's at a place of peace and he's happy, and nobody could take that peace from him. He said he smiles all the time and his life is happy.
And the irony of that is, literally yesterday, I had a great therapy session, and I called Envy after the therapy session and I told him what my therapist told me, because it was real. He said, my therapist said, joy produces more jealousy and envy than money. And my therapist said, people can be jealous of your money, they can be jealous of your success, they can be jealous of your position, but nothing makes them more jealous than your joy.
That's right.
So, you know, you gotta be happy. Like, you walk in a room sometime and people will be like, why are you smiling? Why the hell shouldn't I be smiling?
Nah, you're right.
Like, come on, man, I work for this piece. You hear me?
That's right. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Keisha.
Hey, Keisha.
Peace, Keisha.
What's up? Good morning.
Good morning. Where are you calling from, Keisha?
I'm in Dubai.
You can't wait to get your hair done. Right, Keisha?
Listen.
I can tell. I'm not even going to lie. I don't know why, but I can hear the beady beads on your back.
Stop
it. I can hear that you needed your hair done,
Keisha.
I'm not going to lie
to you. Stop it, Keisha. What
when you getting your hair done, Keisha? When you getting your hair done?
I'm I'm gonna come and I'm gonna swing on you. That's what I'm gonna do.
Don't let him take your joy, Keisha.
Don't
let him take
your head done, Keisha.
I'm gonna swing on you. Why don't you come on down here with Lil Duval when he bring his Lil Duval show?
Duval Day? I was thinking about coming down for Lil Duval Day this year. I really was.
You better not now. Keisha gonna be looking for you.
She
gonna
have... You better slide, because I'm gonna be the one on the moped that's gonna swing on you.
And you gonna have your head done.
You don't
have it done right now, but you're going to have it done. Keisha, what brings you joy?
Always done. I got lots, man.
What makes you happy, Keisha?
Okay, so two things. So one, my homegirl put me on this rose thing. Man, that thing be sucking the life out of my body. So that's one.
Okay, the rose makes you happy.
The
all right.
Rose?
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. And then the second thing is, man, I love shopping. And I don't have to buy the stuff, so what I be doing, right?
Stealing.
I go into the store, and like the mannequin, I be designing the mannequin, and then I run out and I be looking in the corner to see if anybody look and pick it up. That made me so
mad. Keisha, this is
weird. I'm coming to Duval Day just to make sure you get arrested.
Keisha, that's a little weird.
I'm going to give you a hug. I'm going to say, Keisha, what's up? Stay here for 1 second. And I'm going to dial a number, and then they're going to take you somewhere where you're going to be cool for the weekend, okay?
Goodness gracious.
All right, Keisha?
You feel it. All right, I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good day.
Have a good day, Keisha. I'm going to tell y'all something that's so crazy.
What's
she dead ass serious.
What? Oh,
everything she just said, Keisha dead serious.
No, she's serious.
I just want y'all to know that. She's from Jacksonville, okay?
She's serious.
She's serious. She's from Florida. That's Florida.
You know, I thought she was going to say your family make her happy. She said her rose.
The rose and boosting.
And boosting.
The rose and shoplifting from stores is what makes Keisha happy.
Hey.
Jacksonville, Florida, ladies and gentlemen. Jacksonville, Florida.
Keith, what up?
I ain't in Jacksonville.
No, we ain't talking about you. We talk about Keisha that called a second ago. But what up, Keith?
What's going on? How you doing this morning?
He said, I ain't from Florida.
We blessed black and highly favored.
I ain't from Jacksonville. Where you from, Keith?
I'm in South Carolina. I'm originally from New York.
Okay.
What part of South Carolina?
I'm in Prosperity, a little town about 30 miles from Columbia.
Okay. Salute to the 803.
Well, what makes you happy, Keith?
Man, my kids, man. My kids. All day. I got 6 and I got 1 on the way. I got 1 I'm waiting on right now.
Oh, congratulations, black man. 7, that's God's number. That's a blessing. What are they? What boys, girls, what you got?
I got 4 boys. I'm going to have 5 boys and 2 girls.
Well, congratulations, okay. Brother. How old are you?
41.
41.
It's a blessing.
Jesus, absolutely.
Take care of yourself so you can be around for them kids, man. Go get your colonic. You know what I mean? Go get your cardiovascular checked out. Make sure your cholesterol and blood pressure is low.
No doubt, I will.
Have a good one, brother.
Sir. I gotta be around to see my grandkids.
That's right.
There you go.
That's the goal.
That is
the goal.
All right, what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is, man, don't let anybody remove you from your position of joy. As my therapist told me yesterday, joy produces more jealousy and envy than money and success. So even if you don't have the most money, even if you don't have the most success, you can guarantee that you have the most happiness just by making the choice to be happy every damn day. You don't got to wear a designer, but you can wear a big-ass smile.
There you go.
And that big-ass smile piss people off more than design. You
it
can
sure
walk
does.
In a room with some Louis and some Gucci and some Prada and some Hermes.
Hermes.
Whatever. Okay. You can walk in there with all of that stuff on, and people will be like, whatever, who they think they is. Walk in there with a smile. I bet you hear, what you smiling for?
You right.
Why are you so happy?
You right. You right. And that's just smile. You know, we should play Duval.
Play Duval, goddamn.
Smile, bitch. And when we come back, we got your rumor report. We got to talk about Moneybag Yo and his relationship with Ari Fletcher. We'll get into it next at the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.